Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Caesar, a.k.a. PM. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AKTM, fry some jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary sadness, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so floppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Caesar, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable, it's the incredible. PZ, AKTM, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. Underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Caesar, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable, it's the incredible. PZ, AKTM, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. Underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Caesar, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. Peasy AKTM dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all precious. Stay away from all the vultures. No scavengers here, just keeping it real. Vic got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. If Vic excel, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. Peasy AKTM dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause he ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No scavengers here, just keeping it real. Vic got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. If Vic excel, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. Peasy AKTM dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. Underground, staying down, cause he ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all precious. Stay away from all the vultures. No scavengers here, just keeping it real. Vic got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. If Vic excel, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
Your boy Vic XL. This is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip hop and everyday life. Man, I gotta say one time for all the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, Georgia. And I gotta take one moment, man. I gotta take a moment to say rest in peace to one of my fallen comrades. All right, I gotta say rest in peace to Mr. Malik Kalam. All right, known for RBG Radio, known for Outlaw Radio, known for being one of the guys who actually got me in the radio game and taught me how to broadcast. I just want to take a quick moment of silence for my guy Malik Kazam. All right, definitely salute. I got to say salute to my guy Malik Kazam. All right, he transitioned over the weekend. And again, man, that's a very, very loss, a tragic loss, a major loss to the Atlanta hip-hop community, to the conscious community. Man, just an all-around good guy, man. Again, rest in peace to my mentor, the guy who actually taught me how to get behind these boards and do my thing. Rest in peace to Mr. Malik Kazam. I know you're dropping bombs up there in heaven. One of the biggest Tupac fans and supporters ever. All right, ladies and my boys, girls, one time. Definitely check me out every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. I also got to say, one time for the good people over at Live365.com. We partnered up with Live365.com last year during the pandemic. All right, we launched our very own internet radio station, and we started broadcasting live over the internet airways. Now, the really, really dope part about our partnership with Live365.com is that it enables us to be a royalty-based internet radio station. Now, there are millions and millions of internet radio stations, but all those internet radio stations are not royalty-based. Now, for those who don't know, royalty-based means that if your music is played on a royalty-based station, then you will receive the same type of points and credits as someone being played on FM, AM, or terrestrial radio, okay? All right, so we are a media-based internet station. The name of our station is Ride 95, all right? Ride 95. Now, it's easy to link up with us. All you got to do is go to live365.com. You go to their search engine. In their search engine, you will have, or there will be, over 2,000 stations. So make sure in that search engine you type in Ride 95. That's R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5. All right, you click on our station logo, and you will have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, I know a lot of people might want to check us out while they're riding, or might want to check us out while they're at home or while they're at work. Also, just as easy. All you got to do is download the Live365 app. Once you download that app, you're going to type in Ride95, click on that station logo, and again, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All right, also, everybody out there, check us out streaming live daily on Bego Live. All right, it's an app called Bego Live, streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can become part of the Bego Live community, but you can check us out at the Riding Dirty Radio, RIDINDURTYRADIOY. Shout out to Bego Live and everybody on the check-in. We're streaming right now. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, no further ado, man, we're going to get into it. I want to say welcome to Ride Dirty Platinum. What's going on, my G?
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on? How you doing?
Everything good. Everything living, man. We living out here in Florida.
All right, no doubt, man. The first thing I want to say is I'm humbled and I'm blessed to have you on the show to talk about your career with my supporters, my likers, my subscribers, everybody checking out the show and checking out the stream, man. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on.
I appreciate you for putting me on.
All right, so, man, first thing, let's get into it, man. Nova Loose Cannon, tell the world where you're from.
I'm from Florida, man, originally from Haiti, you know, from Leku. But I'm posted right now in Florida, Boynton Beach.
Okay, all right. So what's that Florida life like for you?
What you said?
What is that? What is Florida living like for you?
And you gotta come visit. But you know the Florida lifestyle is straight. We do VVS is where we graduate out the street, but we do straight gold. We be rocking straight gold in Florida.
No doubt. So look, man, I gotta ask because you look like a very, very young guy. When did you realize that you had a talent to pursue music as
ever
a career?
Ever since I came to America, the land of opportunity.
Okay, now what about the music and the music industry that attracted you?
Man, I just love the lifestyle. I just love, you know, I just like waking up. Whatever I got on my mind, I could put it on a piece of paper or I could put it on my notepad, whatever, and I could, like, create something out of nothing. I just love the thrill of that.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. Now, who are some of your musical influences?
Right now, my big music influences, I could tell you Bob Marley because, you know, I be blowing Bob Marley. I mess with Kodak a lot because, you know, he the face of Florida right now. And, you know, he Haitian and stuff. He a Zo. So them the two idols I kind of look up to right now. Lil Durk, one of them too. I be loving how he, you know, he compresses his voice. And he got more to offer than just rapping. He, like, he tell you what's really going on in the streets and stuff.
All right. Now, the name Nova Luce Cannon, that's a very distinct name. How'd that name come about?
Man, I ain't never been afraid to do nothing since I was a little boy. So it's like, and ain't no other names that I feel like that could attach more to me. And that could, like, every time you see me, you see a Luce Cannon. It's just like, that's my appearance.
Okay. All right. Now, growing up in Florida, man, because Florida has for years, since the beginning of hip-hop, been a hotbed for hip-hop and the rap community. Like, what do Nova Luce Cannon, what do you bring different as an artist?
I bring a lot of different crafts in. It's like I try to speak more on the vividly side. Like, I keep everything vivid. I keep everything right now. You know, I keep everything in the time we're living in. I don't try to, like, do anything that's more too outrageous and stuff. I try to keep my own style and keep my own composures.
All right. Now, I asked you about your influences. Now, what's your family life like, and how do they feel about you pursuing a music career?
Yeah, everybody giving me thumbs up right now.
Okay. All right. At this point, because I know being an independent artist, it's a very, 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 very complex situation. How is it for you when it comes to being an independent artist, especially when it comes to finding the right beat to bring that sound to those words?
I mainly work with a lot of big producers that's in the city. But most likely, it's like I could just beat to something, and then, like, it's just like, I find a melody and I just go to the studio, rap whatever I want to rap, and then we come about with a beat. Or I find YouTube, but most likely everything cooks up in a studio, like, right there and then.
Okay, no doubt. So you like to cook it up right there?
Right there.
No doubt. Man, how competitive is the Florida market when it comes to come to hip hop and people pursuing the music? Like, is it a real competitive area, or is it a limited amount of people that are doing it, or is it like every corner you turn that somebody trying to do rap?
It's not really a competitive area. It's just like either you have the sauce or you don't have the sauce, and most likely if you have the sauce, you're gonna make it. But, you know, everywhere has haters, everywhere has people that's gonna always look down on you and stuff like that. But it's a really good area. It's a lot of rappers that's going up right now.
All right, now what about DJ support? Because in a lot of areas, a lot of people feel like the DJs don't really support the independent artists, and they're more about playing the popular records. Like, what's the DJ support like in your area?
All I could say, as an independent artist, if there's any other independent artists listening to me, you got to drop that bag. At least you got to show some love. If you go to the DJ booth, you can't just go with your hands, you know, sticking out with your flash drive, hard drive, or whatever the situation is. You got to at least, you know, you got to get a DJ something so the DJ, you know, could mess with you. If the DJ don't know you, if somebody don't know you from a can of paint, you can't expect them to vouch for you. So you got to put that money out.
No doubt. Definitely. You got to invest in yourself.
You have to. That's the key.
All right. Now we know hip hop is dominated by females. The females are the one who dropped their bag. They're the ones who be really supporting the artist. What does Nova Luce Cannon have for the ladies?
Nova Luce Cannon has a lot of stuff coming for the ladies. It's a lot of records that I've been secretly working on. I'm gonna drop them as soon as I catch the little buzz I'm trying to catch. It's gonna be crazy records coming out for the ladies.
All right. Now.
Especially for
as
her
an artist. Say what now?
I said especially for her and her. I got a record coming out called Her and Her.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. The lady, for the girls who got a girlfriend.
Yeah, the girl that got a girlfriend.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, man. Are there a lot of opportunities for artists in your area to perform?
Nah, you gotta really show face. They gotta really be rocking with you. Unless you have somebody that's in your camp that's already blowing up, people not really gonna like look at you like that. You gotta really invest in yourself, like I said before. It's just like it's good out here, but it's within the music like level. It's not like ATL. It's not like Cali. It's not like, you know, other places.
All right. Now I gotta ask. Because you said you're from Haiti. What was that transition like coming from Haiti to Florida?
Man, I'm not going to lie to you. It was crazy because I was never expecting to live like this because I came over here. I didn't come over here at like a young, young age, but I came over here like around 6 years old. So it's like I got to experience both sides of the world, and it's crazy because now I'm just borderline. I can speak Creole fluently and I can speak English fluently.
Okay. Now, has that been more beneficial to you, or has it been a detriment? Because I've heard that, you know, a lot of people who come from Haiti, the transition is a little difficult.
Nah, it's not difficult for me because I don't know. I think I just been having music in my heart, so it's like it's not difficult for me as long as you know what you're trying to lay down on the table, what you're trying to bring to the audience. It's easy. I feel like it should be easy.
All right, no doubt. Now, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and I don't know how much you keep up with politics or, you know, worldly views, but we have a lot of situations going on with, you know, people migrating from Haiti and kind of getting stuck on the Mexican border. Like, what are your feelings on that situation?
Right now, we've been doing – shout out to Amos while I'm saying this because he's been there's somebody in my camp. He's been doing crazy stuff, like going back to Haiti and stuff. Like, we just collect money from people. Whatever you could give, you give, and we try to help them out and stuff like that. We send them money. We send food and all that stuff from transfer. I don't know if you know about that. It's like something you could send money to people and food and stuff like that.
Okay. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. Now, where do you see Nova Loose Cannon in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I need to be on the big screen because I'm going to put in that work. My work ethic is crazy, and I'm not scared to show it, and I'm not scared to even, like, get in front of people and show them what I'm about. So in the next 5 years, my destination, my views, my vision is to be on the big screen.
Okay. All right, man. You definitely have that personality to get yourself to the big screen. Now, my last question is, and I know you just had an opportunity to participate in a situation with Hip Hop Weekly magazine. What was that like?
That experience was really a good experience, man. I can't even lie. I've performed in Orlando before, but this time it was more love. Like, I feel like all the artists that was there was genuinely there. They wasn't there to do no competition. It was just networking and stuff like that. And I love networking. It's like them boys over there, like, I don't know about other places, but in Orlando they show a lot of love and support.
Okay. All right, now, you just dropped a new video called Numbers. Tell me a little bit about the record, tell me a little bit about the video, and tell me a little bit about the response you were getting for it.
I've been getting crazy response for that. I've been getting crazy shows. I've been getting calls all over for that record. It's featuring this artist from Broward County named C. Glizzy. He's been making his mark crazy, and he's been doing a lot of work. He's been putting a lot of work in, so I feel like it was best in my interest. Like, it was best for me to shop with him and bring a feature to my audience because he's been putting a lot of work. But the song is about, like, old lifestyles, what I used to do, what I want to do, and what I will do. It's like, if you watch, and the video is vividly, the video shows you everything. Like, the video shows you what's going on, what it's speaking about, and I try to put, like, I try to, in my videos, I try to, like, bring out the picture. I don't just try to, like, stand on the corner or just sit in a foreign car because it's a foreign car shooter video. You got to bring out the words. You got to bring out every storyline. Everything got to, like, match with me.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, who actually produced the song for you?
DC Studios from Broward County.
Okay. All right. All right. Now,
he produced a lot of records. He produced Lockjaw for Kodak and Fresh Montana. He produced a lot of heat.
Okay. Now, this is my last question for you. We live in an era where content is king and the World Wide Web dominates the world. How have you been able to use social media and the World Wide Web when it comes to getting your music to people who might not normally hear Nova Luz Canton?
Most likely I'll be doing rails. I'll be doing YouTube promotions. Like when you about to watch a video, my stuff would normally pops up and you normally see ads. I do a lot of ads. I try to run a lot of ads. I try to do a lot of pop-ups, South Beach. I'll be passing out the digital cards where if you flash it behind your phone, my Instagram, YouTube, everything like that pops up in front of you so you don't have to like trouble yourself going through other people's pages trying to find you.
Okay. Note, well, let the world know how to find you.
If you want to find me, you can find me at Nova Luz Canton on Instagram and every platform that exists. It's NovaLuzCannon, Nova Luz Canton.
All right. Now, my G, where can they get this record numbers at? And where can they take their video
They out? They could get this record on iTunes. They could get it on Spotify. They can find the video on YouTube. There's other platforms that it's on right now that I'm not fully aware of because it's like it's on United Masters. I distributed through United Masters, so it's a lot of forms that I'm trying to find the links to that I have not retrieved the link.
Okay. Well, do me one favor, my G, and first of all, thank you for coming on the show. Introduce your record to the world. All right, my guy dropped. All right, ladies and boys, girls, that was my guy, Nova Luz Canton, representing that FLA, that Florida Living. All right, and this joint is called Numbers. Y'all definitely check it out. Riding Dirty Radio. Peace.
I'ma do what I wanna, fuck investigation, I'm counting commas. I shit personas, labels hit me up, so I change my number. Couple niggas gon' slide for me, and fix them to it. My love is bad, but she too bad for me. She want Gucci and Louis, everything brand new. I'm focused on this bag, and I got mad goons. I'm getting televised and memorized like I was bad news. I'm sipping liquor, don't consider pain. I'm an action figure, national dealer. How I hold my 40, I'm a national killer. Smooth criminal, got with a dick, pull up, I'm killing. I'm knocking shit out the park, no diggity. I got plenty holes in your city. What you mean when I clap that part, nigga? Bet not say that shit again. ATM with a backpack, I can't forget. I done for Benjamin. She got 30 flint, part the good, put up her 30 in. What you recommend? I'm fly like Peter Pan, and I can't land. Ran up 80 bins, dropped a pen and had a pussy cleanse. Cooped up in Miami, white bitch with me, trying to get a 10. I'ma do what I wanna, fuck investigation, I'm counting commas. I change personas, labels hit me up, so I change my number. Couple niggas gon' slide for me, if it came to it, my little bitch bad, but she too bad for me. She want Gucci and Louis.
Yo, Miss Gucci with Louis. My bitch won't fend it with powder. It's a lifestyle of done daughter. Say what you want, you call it, you got it. Think it's a scam, I'm dropping deposits. To the young niggas, I'm dropping at night. Gotta get you a bag, I'm the one up, I was just last. My niggas, they body bag and so tag. I ain't shoot like a free throw. I don't want your bitch, she a free co. They said the nigga stuck in his ego. Won't fall, no get shit to the people. Rest your mans don't know what he know. Look both ways before you go. Feel the bridge, just like I'm amigo. The back, I sit your hood, my seat though. Bring around, your bitch gon' run around. Pass it to the game. My nigga break her down, scrap, duh, keep in flames. Everything hit like Johnny Dane. Good nigga, but I gotta let my nuts hang. Boys ain't got no stain.
I'ma do what I wanna, fuck investigation, I'm counting commas. I change personas, labels hit me up, so I change my number. Couple niggas gon' slide for me. If it came to it, my love is bad, but she too bad for me. She want Gucci and Louis.
That was my my guy Nova Loose Cannon. The name of that joint was Numbers, all right? Y'all definitely be on the lookout for him. Y'all definitely can catch that thing on all streaming platforms, all right? Y'all be good. Peace.